Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, how's your marathon preparation going?
Please, Peter. You remember that I was a marathon, well, not the champion, but I came in second place.
Right.
So this marathon, I don't need to practice.
Well, Sam, be careful. There's a saying, pride goes before fall.
Yeah.Well, I think you're right. I've been putting on a little weight because eating hot pot, drinking beer every day.
Right.
I'm probably a little out of shape, I guess. So, yeah, I think I better start exercising, huh?
刚才的对话呢，我们讲到昨天学到的 idiom 叫 pride goes before a fall. 它的场景是什么呢？我问 Sam 说，你的马拉松准备如何了？ Sam 说，没有问题。但是我看 Sam 呢，整个的这个状态呢，已经有问题了。他整个人呢，已经微微发胖，同时呢，他的六块 six pack,Ab is gone. 六块腹肌已经没有了。给 Sam 一个忠告是什么呢？ There is a saying, pride goes before fall, 叫骄者必败。这是我们昨天讲到的 idiom. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, today's idiom is prim and proper. Three words.
Mm-hmm.
Prim, P-R-I-M, and proper, P-R-O-P-E-R, prim and proper.
Well, proper is kind of easy, right? Proper means 合适的。
Right.
What does that mean, prim?
Well, prim, it kind of means like perfect. It has to do with maybe appearance.
Appearance.
Yes, if everything's like prim and neat, then it's very clean, very smooth, it looks really good. Everything is where it's supposed to be.
那么刚才讲到这个词 prim 翻译成中文呢是指一个人的外表非常的整洁 prim 后面加一个 proper 那么大家可以大概的猜出来今天这个 prim 和 proper 是指一个人大概他的外表啊或者他的一个形象还是比较得体还是比较舒服的那么如何使用 prim and proper 下面我和 Sam 做一个 conversation Let's see how we use prim and proper
Okay
So let's startHey, Sam, you know what happened yesterday?
What?
So, everybody was busy in the office, it was very quiet, and suddenly, there was a rumbling, earth-shaking burp.
Really? It must have been Steve, right?
Well, I'm sorry, it's not Steve. So, listen, as everybody's looking around, and it turns out, Stacy raised her hand and said, I did it with pride.
Stacy, you have got to be joking me.
Yeah, it was her.
Wow. But see, I would never imagine that from Stacy. Stacy's so prim and proper. When she talks, it's so gentle and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear something, you said it's earth shaking?
Yes, it's a rumbling noise.
Wow, to hear something that loud come out of Stacy, I can't believe it.
Well, I couldn't believe it either before that, but now I'm convinced.
Well, you know, like I used to think Stacy was pretty cute and kind of attractive.But, now I'm having my doubts.
Right, so she was prim and proper, but now we have to think about it again, right?
Yeah, not as prim and proper as we all thought she was.
No. 那么刚才的对话呢，我们用到了 prim and proper, 它的场景和 Sam 对话说，昨天我们办公室呢发生了一个非常震惊的事情，相当于一个 office earthquake, 办公室的地震。Sam 说什么事情呢？昨天呢，我们每个人都静静的在办公室里面办公，突然听到了一个巨响 ,earth shaking, 天崩地裂的一个声音，是什么声音呢 ?a burp, 巨大的一个嗝声，一个打嗝 ,right?a burp, B-U-R-P. 那 Sam 问我是不是 Steve? 我说 Sam, 你弄错了。当每个人都在找谁干了这件事情的时候呢 ,Stacy, 非常得体的一位女士她举起了她的手同时非常自豪的说 ,I did it. 每个人都不敢相信 ,Sam 也不敢相信因为在 Sam 的心目当中 ,Stacy 是她的女神是一个 prim and proper lady, 非常得体的一位女士。但是没想到昨天发生的事情呢完全颠覆了 Sam 对她的印象。所以我们今天讲到的这个 prim proper 是指一个人的外表一个人的装扮非常的得体一本正经 right? Prim and proper.
Yes.
So can I use a prim and proper to describe a man?
Well, a man can be described as prim and proper, yes. Because we know that well, most men are not prim and proper.
No, majority not.
Majority are not. But there are some men that are kind of like above a gentleman.
Right.
The way they dress, everything is just so perfect.The way they talk is just very clear and perfect. And so everything they do, everything they say, since it's so good, well, we can call them prim and proper.
Right, it reminds me of people working in the fashion industry.
Yeah.
Some of the men, like, we call it a hairdresser.
Yeah, maybe a hairdresser is prim and proper.
Yeah, they're prim and proper, and they have a beautiful haircut, and their outfit is, well, gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
So these kind of men can be described as prim and proper.
Yes. So we know that a gentleman is a man who does nice things for a lady, like, for example, open the door and say, yeah, ladies first, or maybe on the elevator, right? Let the ladies get on first. So those are nice actions, but if they don't look that great, not that prim and proper, they're still a gentleman, but they're not prim and proper.
刚才我们讲到了说 the prim proper 一般是指的女士，如果男的用这个 prim proper 也可以，但是是指那种装扮非常精细的男子， right?
Yes.
这种男子呢，在我们生活当中呢，不是非常的多见，所以呢，我们要记住今天那个词组呢 prim proper 一般的是指 ladies.
Yes.
So Sam, are you a prim proper man?
No.
No, definitely not.
No, if you saw the way I was sitting right now, you know, my feet are everywhere.
Right.
My shirt's untucked.
Right, pick your nose.
Yeah, so definitely not prim and proper.
Oh.
But I can still be considered maybe a gentleman at times.
Right. Okay, got it.
Okay.
That's it for today's idiom. And let's go to the second part of today's show, which is Hit a Book.
Right? Yes, of course.
And we still continue our chat about the safety of taking or riding escalator.
Yes, now we talked about 3 safety tips yesterday. We have some more for you coming up.
Right, so before we go to the more tips, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
So for today's Hit the Books, our first word we want to take a look at is edge. Edge. E-D-G-E. Edge.
今天的第一个单词呢 edge, 翻译成中文呢是边的意思或者一个东西的边缘。
So we know that there's like an edge to a knife. We say a knife has a sharp edge, but the edge can be like also on a table.
Right.
Or just about anything that's square or is kind of sharp has an edge.
Yeah, also you can say the edge of a lake or river.
Oh, very true.
我们说河边或者一个东西的边呢，都可以我们今天学到的一个 edge。刚才 Sam 举的例子呢，是我们说一个刀的什么刀刃或刀的一面，非常锋利的一面，叫做 edge of a knife。
Yeah. Next, we have the word entrapment. Entrapment. E-N-T-R-A-P-M-E-N-T. Entrapment.
第二单词 entrapment。首先呢，我们看看这个单词 trap， 它翻译成中文呢是陷阱，但是前面加一个 en， 后面加一个 ment， 变成了一个名词。它翻译成中文呢是设下了这个圈套 entrapment。
So now we've covered all the trap words, right? Yesterday we used trap as a verb, and now we have entrapment.
Entrapment is a noun, right?
Yes. Next we have shut off button. Shut off button.S-H-U-T-O-F-F button B-U-T-T-O-N
下一个词组呢翻译成中文是停止按钮，在这里面是指我们滚梯的上端或下端呢有一个红色的按钮，如果说事故发生的话呢，大家一定要迅速的摁一下这个 shut off button， 让这个整个滚梯呢停止运转。
Next is secure. Secure. S-E-C-U-R-E. Secure.
下一个单词呢是一个动词 secure， 表示说一个保护某人或者是呢让某人能够安全的撤离或者离开 secure。
Next we have unaware of. Unaware of. Unaware is U-N-A-W-A-R-E. Unaware of.
下一个词组 unaware of 翻译成中文是没有意识到没有发觉到某件事情。 We can say I'm not aware of thisseriousness of the situation.
Yeah, of course.
来翻译成中文呢，我们对这个局势的严重性没有意识到。
Oh, I wasn't aware that Stacy wasn't prim and proper.
Right, 那么刚才我们讲到了这个 Stacy 的故事当中呢， Sam 没有意识到 Stacy 能够发出如此大的一个 burp.
Next, we have be prone to. 3 words. Be prone is P-R-O-N-E.To be prone to.
下一个词组呢，表示一个人或一件事情更倾向于什么什么一个状态。Be prone to.
Yeah. If someone gets in accidents a lot or falls over, breaks something a lot, then they're accident prone. They're prone to getting into lots of accidents.
Right. Particularly like the old people and, you know, toddlers. They are kind of accident prone. group of people.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Accident prone people 表示说特别易于发生事故的一群人。那么我们举的例子呢是老人和那些蹒跚学步的孩子，他们一定要小心了，因为呢他们特别容易摔倒。同时呢我们今天学到这个词呢 be prone to 呢，一群人易于受到一个什么事情的影响。 For example, we can say children in particular are prone to epidemic disease.
Yeah, that's why it seems like when there's some sort of health risk, they warn mostly older people and children because adults, well, they're not as prone to catching some sort of disease.
Right, because they have a pretty strong immune system.
Yeah, exactly.
我们在这个句型里面如何使用 be prone to? 我们的句子是什么呢？Children in particular are prone to 更倾向于呢受到什么什么东西的影响，后面是什么呢 Epidemic disease 一些传染病的影响。那么说 Children are prone to epidemic disease.
Next is the word mitten. Mitten. M-I-T-T-E-N. Mitten.
Mitten 翻译成中文呢是手套。 So what's the difference between mitten and gloves? Or you can say mittens or gloves, right?
Yeah, right. Well, mittens have no fingers. They have the space for the thumb, and then there's like a big pocket, and all four of our fingers, our little finger, our index finger, pointer finger, ring finger, they all fit into that one pocket.
All right. 那么刚才做了一个区分，这个 mitten 翻译成中文呢是手套，我们还学过另外一个手套是 gloves, 但是大家注意，一般是 gloves。是一个复数的概念，那么五个手指是分开的，那么这个手套呢叫 glove, 但是 mitten 的话呢它只是说大拇指呢能够分开了，然后呢其余的四个手指呢是放到一个整个的手套里面。那么这种手套呢特别是在冬天看起来特别的可爱， kind of cute.
It's cute, and I think the purpose is mittens is maybe they're a little bit warmer than gloves.
Right.
There's a lot less space for air to get into because your fingers are already all together.
Right. In winter, are your four fingers huddled together, right?
Yes, some more warmth in
there. You're right.
Next is shoelace. Shoelace, one word. S-H-O-E-L-A-C-E, shoelace.
下一个单词 shoelace 翻译成中文是鞋带。
Next we have drawstring. Drawstring, also one word. D-R-A-W-S-T-R-I-N-G, drawstring.
下一个单词 drawstring 翻译成中文是拉带 unusual stuff, is it?
Well, we find out a lot of like exercise clothes, like for example, we wear sweatpants, we like to exercise in sweatpants, those will have a drawstring around the waist.
Alright.
So if we need to tighten it, then there's a little string in there we can pull, it tightens the waistline, and then we can tie it so it won't come loose. We also see these on hoodie sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that little hood over your head, and then that has a little string you can pull, and it will tighten up that little hole.
通过上面的解释呢，我们知道这个拉带呢，是指我们戴帽衫的时候呢，我们知道帽子的两侧呢有两个 string, 两个绳子或两个带。如果我们觉得我们的帽子需要紧一些呢，可以拉拉它，使我们整个这个帽子更紧一些。
Yeah.
那么这个拉带就是说我们今天学到的这个drawstring.
Yeah, so it's not just clothes. We can see any area where you pull the string to tighten something is called a drawstring. So you can see them even on some bags, like the top of the bag, you can use the drawstring to
pull
the top.
Gym bag.
Like a gym bag, right.
Got it.
All right, our next word is complex. Complex. C-O-M-P-L-E-X. Complex.
今天的最后一个单词呢complex 翻译成中文是复杂的。 Well, let's go to the second part of the safety of escalator.
Okay, so we left off on our third point yesterday. So we'll start with point number four. Avoid the steps' edges. You should avoid the edges of an escalator steps when riding one, as possible entrapment may occur. Every escalator is designed to show the edge where you may be entrapped. The yellow lines in the sides of the escalator steps show the place where you should put your feet to avoid any entrapments. Number five, know the location of emergency shutoff buttons. It is important to be aware where the emergency shutoff buttons are located in case you need to stop the escalator. Usually these emergency buttons are located at the bottom and top of escalators, at the right side when you are facing the steps. Step number six, always secure children. You should always secure children and hold their hands when riding escalators, as they are unaware of the danger that lies within and are more prone to escalator accidents. Also,
Children playing may distract you and those people around you. You should be much more careful when riding in escalators with children. Step number 7, wear safe shoes. You must be aware that mittens, loose shoelaces, scarves, drawstrings can get stuck in escalators. If you are wearing any one of these items, you should be very careful to avoid being stuck, or better yet, remove it so you can protect yourself from an accident. As stated above, escalator accidents are rare, meaning such cases are complex and might involve many things that need to be considered. Having the help of an expert might make it easier for you to deal with such problems.
第四点呢，我们一定要注意这个滚梯的台阶 the steps， 特别是台阶的这个边缘 the edge of the step， 因为一旦我们不小心的话呢，我们的脚有可能会陷入到滚梯的这个台阶里面，这个后果是非常严重的。
Now if you look at the edges on an escalator, they all look pretty sharp. They're not like rounded like most steps are. They're quite pointy.
Yes, pointing teeth, right? Pretty sharp teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
那么大家看看滚梯的每一个台阶的边上呢，非常尖利的那个齿，一定要远离这个 step edges。 同时呢，我们看到这个滚梯的每一个边缘呢都有一个黄线，因此呢，大家在做滚梯的时候首先要看清这个 yellow line 这个黄线。
What I've noticed is a lot of times the yellow line is right on that edge, so you can see it clearly where the edge is, and you can avoid it.
Right. 我们要注意滚梯的停止按钮。So where is it?
Well, we need to be aware, because maybe they're not always in the same spot, but usually they're on the bottom and the top of the escalators.
一般呢，我们作为一个顾客啊，或者说我们去商店去购物的话呢，往往不会注意到这个 shutoff button 的 location. Where is it? 我们往往会忽略。但是呢，通过我们今天的学习，我们要知道自动的按钮呢，一般放在滚梯的上部或者是它的下部，它的颜色呢一般是 red 红色的。
Right. And it will always be on the right side. So if we're standing on the escalator going up, going down, it'll be on our right side.
同时一点我们要记住呢，它在我们的右手位置。
Now some of the like longer escalators that go up really high, I've seen these emergency shut off buttons even like in the middle.
Right, in the middle can be a long escalator.
Yeah.
那么特别长的滚梯的话呢，它的这个紧急按钮呢，有的时候呢会放到中间的位置。
So there's usually more than one, so I guess the tip is just as you're getting on, kind of take a look up the escalator and take noteof where these buttons are.
Right.
Well, that brings us to the next one, which is when we have children on the escalator.
一定要保护好我们的孩子。
Yes. So the point is secure children.
我们在做滚梯的时候呢，要紧紧地握住自己的孩子。We secure and hold the hands of your children.
Yeah, if we're holding their hand, we as adults should hold the handrail. If our children are with us, we should hold their hands. That way they're more secure, just like we're more secureWhen we hold the handrail.
Right. 那么作为成人呢，我们应该紧紧地握住这个 handrail 这个把手，同时呢，另一只手呢要紧紧地握住自己的孩子，因为我们知道孩子在做滚梯的时候呢，往往呢可能会愿意玩啊，嬉笑打闹。那么作为成人，一定要把自己的孩子看好。这种情况下，在滚梯上打闹是非常危险的一件事情。
We know that children, well, they're pretty innocent, so they're not aware of the danger that lies within when it comes to taking the escalator.
Well, I noticed sometimes, you know, children running up and down escalators.
Yes.
And the parents are happy. I think it's kind of a playground.
Right.
So it's very dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous. So maybe even parents are unaware of the danger.
有的时候我们在商场会发现孩子会把整个的滚梯呢当成一个游乐场，他们跑来跑去，跑上跑下。有的时候更可怕，孩子呢推着这个 shopping trolley 上下走动。一旦说这个 shopping trolley got stuck, the escalator, well, the children might be in danger.
Yeah. And you know what? When children are playing around like that, of course it can be a distraction to the people around us. So we can even cause someone else to trip or to fall, slip, because they're busy watching our children be crazy.
Right. 所以说呢，在整个做滚梯的过程当中，一定要看好自己的孩子。
That brings us to the next point, which is wear safer shoes.So we know that not all shoes have shoelaces, but it's not just our shoes. Like mittens, loose scarves, drawstrings, all these things that are kind of stringy can be a danger. They can get caught in the escalator.
在做滚梯的时候呢，同时要对我们所穿戴的衣物呢要有所挑选。如果说这些东西穿戴不当的话呢，有可能被电梯或滚梯呢夹进去。
So it mentions that it's best, if possible, to remove whatever has the stringy item. But we know we're not going to take our shoes off every time we get on to the escalator. So just kind of, I guess, check, make sure your shoelaces are tied and nice and tight. That way they won't cause any problems.
一般情况下呢，我们知道手套啊，还有围巾呢，问题不会太大，但是我们的鞋带的 shoelace 可能会是一个危险的一个隐患。所以呢，我们在做滚梯之前一定要确保自己的 shoelace okay, right?
Yeah.Make sure it's nice and tight.
Nice and tight 是上面给我们的一个忠告，我们的鞋带要 nice and tight.
But we got to remember that there's a lot of problems that are possible, but they're at the same time kind of rare.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to just remember that the problems are complex. They could probably involve a lot of different things. So just be careful. I think if we follow these tips,We can avoid all these problems.
今天我们给出的这些建议呢，只是说我们想到了一些 suggestion, 一些 tips. 同时呢，还有其他的一些 factors 我们没有想到。但是一点，大家坐电梯的时候，坐滚梯的时候呢， you must focus on the escalator. 同时有一点呢，大家尽量呢，不要看手机。
Oh, yeah.
Right, that's very important.
Yeah, you know what, I've seen people like watching movies.
Right, moving.
Not just walking down steps, but yeah, also like walking down escalators. And
right.
Wow, that always amazes me how dangerous a situation that is, but they don't even think about it.
那么大家在做滚梯的时候，特别是在购物啊，以及在地铁的换乘的过程当中，我们会发现很多人在关注自己的手机，有些人在看视频。一旦这个滚梯出现了情况，比如说 it stopped suddenly, 你很有可能受伤。
Yeah.
所以呢，我们建议大家在做滚梯的时候呢，尽量不要看手机。
Yeah, because we can't count on the person behind us being really alert and catching us, right?
Right. Sometimes you see like one third, maybe half the people on escalator focusing on their cell phones.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's shocking, right?
It is shocking.
So if accident happened on escalators, well, I can't imagine.
Well, there's going to be a lot of broken bones and a lot of broken phones.
Yeah, broken fractured bones as well.
Yeah.
And even worse, sometimes maybe people may get killed.
Yeah, that's actually happened in the past, hasn't it?
所以做滚梯的时候呢，大家一定要小心了，做好这些安全的防患措施呢，大家就可以有一个非常高兴愉悦的一个 shopping experience.
Yeah, and one thing I'd like to add too, when we talked about prone to,、
mm?
we talked about children and older people being prone to accidents,、
mm?
and actually, like, I've kind of caught an older man.He was real, when he walked, it was very unstable. And when he got onto the escalator, it was very lucky that I was behind him because I was able to kind of catch him. But he would have fell over if、
really?
I wasn't there.、Yeah.
Backward.
Backward.
Oh,、
yes.
man, that
would have been tragic.
Oh, terrible. Well, just still some, you know, dangers, well, potential dangers in the escalators.
Yes.
All right. Well, time's up for today. And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a safe escalator journey and see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。The cold outside knows we can't be alone. So I throw my arms right beside hers. Then I close my eyes, leaning for something more. And you light my fire. Ooh. Ooh.
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。